From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Presidential hopefuls John McCain and Barack Obama are locked in a tug of war over who can bring change to Washington and frustrated American voters. At campaign rallies this weekend, both candidates stress their potential to shake up the status quo. We'll hear about Senator McCain in a moment. We begin with NPR's Audie Cornish, who's traveling with the Obama campaign.
The Democratic presidential nominee spent Saturday in Terre Haute, Indiana, trying to win over the blue-collar voters of a red-leaning state. And the first order of business was reclaiming his campaign slogan.
Everywhere I go, we've been talking about change. That's been the theme of this campaign. And we must be on to something, because I notice now everybody's talking about change now.
Obama went on to list the myriad of ways he says he stands for change and the ways John McCain does not.
Maybe what they're saying is, watch out, George Bush. You know, except for economic policies and tax policies and energy policies and healthcare policies and education policies and Karl Rove style of politics, except for all that, we're really going to bring change to Washington.
And after days of saying that he wouldn't engage McCain's running mate, Obama fired back at GOP vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin.
She's a skillful politician, but, you know, when you've been taking all these earmarks when it's convenient, and then suddenly you're the champion anti-earmark person. That's not change. Come on.
The Illinois senator even went after McCain's campaign handlers, accusing his running mate of having too many lobbyists as managers to improve things in Washington. And Obama mocked his rival's claims to want to reduce the partisan rancor when the Republican convention speakers were so sharp in their criticism of the Democratic nominee. Of his own policies, Obama stuck to the central theme of the past week's Rust Belt tour, creating new jobs.
And we will convert old steel mills that have closed to make wind turbines, and we'll convert old plants to make solar panels. And we are going to create 5 million new green energy jobs that cannot be exported and pay good wages right here in the United States.
The two camps will put aside their differences at least once this week. Both Obama and McCain are scheduled to make a joint appearance in New York for the 7th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. Audie Cornish, NPR News, traveling with the Obama campaign.